You're listening to SBS News.
Premier Daniel Andrews outlined three categories of businesses in Melbourne that will be subject to different levels of restrictions. Supermarkets, grocery stores, bottle shops, pharmacies, petrol stations, banks, news agencies and post offices, plus all services relating to healthcare, will not be subject to changes. A second category of businesses will need to close for the six-week Stage 4 lockdown period, including retail outlets, manufacturing businesses and some in the administration sector, but some of these businesses will still be permitted to operate through delivery or click and collect models. A third category of businesses, including construction and meatworks, will be allowed to remain open, but staff will have to work at reduced capacity. Premier Daniel Andrews says the measures were tough but essential.
It's heartbreaking, it's very challenging, but these are the tough calls that have to be made. Otherwise, we're not in for a six-week set of restrictions. We're in for a six-month strategy that I don't think will work.
Victoria's Stage 4 lockdown is expected to run until at least September the 13th, 6 weeks away, and about 250,000 more people will be out of work as a result. The Victorian government has created grants of $5,000 for regional businesses and $10,000 for those in Melbourne and Mitchell Shire to cope with the tougher restrictions. However, these are not available to sole traders. State Industry Minister Martin Pakula told Radio 3A the state had to draw a line on support measures for budgetary reasons, and sole traders would need to rely on federal rather than state assistance.
And I'm keenly aware of the difficulty for sole traders, but the situation is simply this. We are, as a state government, we are limited by our capacity in terms of the financial support that we can provide. The Commonwealth is supporting sole traders through JobKeeper and JobSeeker. If we'd included sole traders, that number would have at least doubled, probably quadrupled, and we simply don't have the capacity to do that.
Financial help will also be available for workers if they need to isolate or take a coronavirus test. Victorian workers without sick leave will be able to access the fortnightly federal government payments of $1,500 while they self-isolate. But the Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill has told Channel 7 the ACTU wants workers to be compensated at normal rates of pay and the scheme administered through payroll systems.
And people who stop and get tested, they're protecting all of us. They're actually saving lives and saving jobs. So we want to make it as easy as possible, encourage people to stop, get tested and isolate. So that's why we want it paid through normal payroll.
There are also calls by the ACTU for businesses to contribute to further pandemic support payments. Peter Strong, the CEO of the Council of Small Business Australia, says the state should foot the bill.
And people who stop and get tested, they're protecting all of us. They're actually saving lives and saving jobs. So we want to make it as easy as possible, encourage people to stop, get tested and isolate. So that's why we want it paid through normal payroll.
Most academics, economists and medical professionals acknowledge the need for strict measures, while others are calling for more input from a broader range of experts on how best to handle the response to the pandemic. Dr. Eric Windholtz, senior lecturer in law at Monash University, says the Victorian government is doing a great job under immense pressure, but he would like to see a response that takes into account a broader range of social, political and economic measures created by the pandemic.
Every country and every nation has to strike its own balance. And when we do look globally, we can see that if success is measured only in rates of infection and death, that Australia has done remarkably well. But I wonder out loud, if every day, together with the infection rates and death rates, if we had measures of suicide, of mental illness, of relationship breakdowns, of businesses destroyed and jobs lost, whether or not we would strike a different balance. You know, there's an old saying, you manage what you measure. Right now, we're only measuring on a daily basis infections and deaths. So the things that aren't being measured aren't necessarily being managed as well.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.